well done for turning your life around. I think everybody listening would want to say that. Let's move on to Shaka, who is in Mottingham in southeast London. Hello, Shaka.
Hello, Ian. I'm a prison law solicitor, Kettering Court solicitors. I've been working with prisoners for the past 9 to 10 years. And one of the things I do now, and I have been doing for the last 3 or 4 years, is provide my clients with a list of organisations that help prisoners, just as they're getting closer to their release, that provides them with the opportunity to get into employment, organisations like Timpsons, you know, Exceed, and these are organisations that offer those individuals the opportunity to get their foot in the door. And the reason why that's important is because once you're into employment, you are away from negative peers, you are away from boredom, you are away, you know, you have income coming in, and you're able to, you know, sort those minimal things of putting a roof over your head, paying for heating, and not needing to offend just to pay for your way of life. And, you know, through experience, I learned that this was really, really important to my clients, and I now work with them to help them establish those contacts so that when they come out into the community, they have that opportunity to get into employment, because that is one of the things that genuinely helps them stay away from negative peers that leads them back into reoffending.
You mentioned Timpsons there, and everyone always says Timpsons are the role model here because they actively go out and recruit ex-offenders. And as far as I know, they've never lived to regret it. Now, if they are the market leaders here, why don't enough other companies follow their lead?
I think other companies are following their lead, especially in more recent times. You know, a number of companies go into open condition prisons, knowing fully well that there is a fit and healthy workforce available to them there that can come in and start working with them, adhere to rigid conditions, and over time get into their employment. You know, HMP Grendon in Bicester do fantastic work with a number of organisations. And the Ministry of Justice has also slowly began to realise that you need to bring these companies into these prisons, see the way the prisoners are, once you get to know and take away, you know, that image that all prisoners are bad, people recognise the person there that actually wants to succeed and wants to achieve and wants to work for an organisation and is committed. And, you know, they soon take people on board, and one person succeeds, you know, brings a positive image, leads to them recruiting more people, and over time, you know, one of the ways to deal with the, you know, the current shortage of employees in certain areas, I think genuinely can be filled by prisoners.
Okay, Shaka, thank you very much indeed. I keep saying this, but I've always wanted to present this programme from inside a prison. I don't mean as an inmate, but actually present the programme, because I think there was a lot of people who...